Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Richard Knox is a health and science reporter who contributes to WBUR's Common Health blog, and he recently quoted to us this interesting notion from Bristol County Sheriff Tom Hodgson. We are all border states now, meaning the real complexities and controversies of immigration in America reach well north of the Rio Grande. Take Chelsea, Massachusetts. For some time now, doctors at the MGH Chelsea Healthcare Center have seen a quiet but growing influx of young migrants from Central America. About 250 new patients so far who've crossed the border illegally as they flee growing violence in countries such as Honduras and Guatemala. They seek refuge with family members or sponsors in Chelsea, but they bring with them serious medical and social needs as well. We spoke to Richard Knox earlier about the Chelsea Healthcare Center, and he began by telling us the harrowing story of a patient he met there, a woman we'll call Floor.
She's a young woman, 2021, who came to this country, Chelsea, Massachusetts, February 19th of this year, after a long trek north with her three-year-old daughter. Her parents had given her the money to pay a human smuggler $8,000 to get them to the border. The coyote apparently sold her and her daughter and seven other women in the group to a gang. They imprisoned them in a small room and told her that they would take her daughter's organs and sell them and put her into sex slavery if she didn't come up with $17,000. So she somehow they got in touch with her parents back in Massachusetts, and they scrambled around and borrowed the money, and she arrived here. She came into the MGH Chelsea Health Center because she was afraid she was pregnant because she'd been raped by this gang. And fortunately, she wasn't.
Right. I mean, in your reporting, you called Floor one of the an example of the quiet influx of these people who've been coming to Chelsea. I mean, in part because, as you mentioned, she had family, and we know that Chelsea is, what, more than 60% Latino?
Yes, and the highest proportion among those are Honduran.
Now, just to be clear, I mean, we're talking about people who are coming to Chelsea independent entirely of Governor Patrick's offer to temporarily house some of these migrant children in places like Cape Cod.
That's right. What Governor Patrick had in mind, and it turned out apparently not to be necessary, is different from the more quiet sponsorship of these kids all over the country, where they're being taken in, sponsored, and are waiting to get some kind of official determination as to whether they qualify for asylum or not. And that's a long process.
Well, Richard, stand by for just a moment, because I want to turn briefly to Dr. Brent Rager. He's chief of urgent care at MGH Chelsea Health Center, and he also joins us now in the studio. Dr. Rager, welcome to you.
Thanks for having me.
Are the medical needs that these immigrants are showing, are they different or similar than needs that you've seen from other folks who've come through the health center? Because I know you've worked with, for example, refugees and asylum seekers from Central South America, Africa, for a long period of time.
These children have the same culture and the same background as a lot of our pre-existing patients, and they're the same family as our pre-existing patients from Central America, but they exhibit a lot of the same medical problems as our refugee population. So we see a lot of the mental health issues in particular around things like PTSD from things that have happened in their home countries, things that have happened from their transit to the United States, and then the adjustment that they have to go through as they learn to live in a new place that is quite different and quite far away from what they've known before.
Richard, in fact, you reported on exactly this aspect, and I thought it was very interesting that some of the people you talked to said they have these immigrants have a lot of challenges and medical needs now, but wait 6 months, wait a year, especially since we're talking about young people, and that their challenges may grow even greater.
There is a kind of a honeymoon period after they arrive. There's a euphoria. They got here, they're alive, they're reunited with their families. And yet there will be problems that they know will happen, some related to adjusting to school, which is going to be a very different experience. Some of them delayed reactions from the trauma they've suffered.
I mean, Dr. Rager, this must be something that you and your team are thinking about a lot, because the kinds of difficulties and challenges that these people have are complex. Therefore, the care they need seems to be rather complex as well. I mean, is the Chelsea Healthcare Center set up or able to cope with all the needs that these new immigrants have?
Probably no one place is going to be able to take care of all their needs. The health center has been collaborating with the city and with the schools and trying to build an entire community-based effort to try to help the patients integrate this, not only mental health or what you might consider physical health needs they have, but they have needs as far as food and shelter. We're trying to build something better than just one place.
Right. How is the cost of their care being covered?
Well, I understand that although it's been slow to get them covered under Massachusetts health insurance, but it is happening. I think up to now, some of their care has been kind of swallowed by the hospital that sponsors the health center, is my understanding.
But that's MGH mission in Chelsea, is to take care of the community.
Mm-hmm. Do we know what happened to Floor, Richard?
Well, she's waiting. She's hoping that she will qualify. The fact that she has a 3-year-old with her, I don't know whether that will affect her case. And I don't think anybody at this point knows.
And finally, Dr. Rager, it seems as if the Chelsea Health Center has seen at least 250 of these young migrants since last winter, right? And from this discussion, it sounds as if the health center and the community of Chelsea at large is as well set up as it can be currently to welcome them and to cope with all the challenges that come along with a new population of people like this coming into a city. I'm just wondering, what advice would you have for other communities, you know, around the nation who might be seeing a similar influx?
I would advise not to allow things to be too fragmented. Try to, at the city level, coordinate an effort that involves the health center, involves the schools, have everyone talking and trying to find ways to help, to realize that there's more needs than just what's in front of you and to ask what you can do to help them.
I hadn't been aware until I reported this story that the extent to which Chelsea is such a welcoming community to these particular refugees, as well as many others. And I think that's, as we all know, that hasn't been the case elsewhere in the country. I was interested in the comment as one, I think, northern sheriff recently said, we're all border states now. And that's really what this shows, is that you don't have to live in Texas or Arizona to see the impact of this phenomenon.
Well, Dr. Brent Rager is Chief of Urgent Care at MGH Chelsea Health Center. Dr. Rager, thank you so much for joining us today.
Been a pleasure.
And health and science journalist Richard Knox, who reported this story, which appears on WBUR's Common Health blog. Thank you, Richard. It was a great pleasure to talk to you.
Thank you, Meghna.